Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is our pal Rick Snyder. Hey, Rick.
Hey, boys.
What's up?
Did Trump move the ball yesterday?
Oh, yeah. You know, this has always been a volatile situation with the team name. Throw him on, it's just gas, and here we go. So, you know, that, and then there's also something Trayvon White, you know, has been voted back in. That's another stadium vote there. So, man, it's all coming together again. But the Redskins' name, I never thought they'd really have a chance of getting it back. But if Trump really leans into it, and you never know with him, but if he really leans into it, it's going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. It's too risky for any owner, Rick. It's too risky. First of all, I don't think that Harris wants it. I think when he said for obvious reasons, you know, it's all up for interpretation. My interpretation was he actually thinks that it was correct to change the name. I think he's wrong, but whatever. It's too risky because in 3 years when the political winds change and there's new protests and there's new boycotts and the next advertiser says, you know what, I can't handle all these emails, I can't handle all these protests, we're not going to be able to advertise with you anymore, and they lose tens of millions, they're going to be in the same pickle. So it's too toxic. As much as I'm disappointed, it's too toxic for an owner. It's fiscally irresponsible to change it back.
But this owner, if he wants, can use Trump as the shield and go, hey, you know.
He doesn't want to.
I wasn't. Well, maybe he does. But you know what? There's a lot of money at play here on a lot of levels. You know, not just, you know, think about all the, I don't even want to say the merchandise because that's so small comparatively. But this stadium is really on the edge.
They'll go to Maryland. If he pulled it, they'll go to Maryland.
Yeah, they have backup plans.
There's not nearly the money in Maryland that there is in D.C. It's not even close.
First of all, I don't think he's going to pull it.
No, I don't think either. I mean, the council did what they said they did. They're not going to vote for it in time, and we'll get back to it.
Yeah, where does it stand? Where does it stand right now? Because sometimes I read all these things, and it just all blends together for me. I don't know if I'm a terrible reader. Like, where does it stand?
It's just where it's been for weeks, which is the council is getting ready to break, and they don't want to push a $6 billion deal of everything through the door without vetting it out. And I don't blame them there. There's a lot of money. They try to jam it. This is the fault of so many different people, including Congress, that delayed things so long. Now you're suddenly saying, here's a $6 billion deal, sign right here. Wait a minute, can I look at this first? No, not really. Go ahead and sign the deal. Well, yeah, I don't blame the council for blinking for a second and, you know, saying we're going to need it. And it doesn't matter that they wait another 6 weeks or 2 months for 2030, please. That's just nonsense. So, you know, if we lose the World Cup of 2030, whatever, then there's always something else coming. This is a great project for D.C. You can't let it slip away. Maryland doesn't really have it, and I'm not even going to talk about Virginia after the debacle at the arena. So this is the best place for it. There's so much money here. If this president really wants to do it, and, you know, we hear him say things all the time, it never happened. But if he really got up to it, you know, LBJ wanted the stadium RFK named after him years ago and really put some pressure on him. They did a political backstabbing and made it RFK instead. You know, so this kind of stuff is not new. But right now it's just sitting in limbo like it always has.
How could the federal government get the land back from the District of Columbia?
Oh, you know, it's executive orders, man. They write those things all the time. It's still the federal government's land. They didn't give it to D.C. They just extended the lease. Well, they can revoke a lease. All these things that go on, they can do this in a heartbeat.
So if that were to happen, say it doesn't happen at RFK, they have to build the stadium elsewhere. What's going to happen to that area? I mean, it's already a blight on D.C. right now, and there's nobody else riding to the rescue with $2.75 billion like Josh Harris is.
There isn't, but they could redevelop that. Why couldn't they?
It just wouldn't cost as much.
They haven't done anything with it for years.
Right, but that can't stay that way forever.
Yeah, the last thing they really built there was RFK.
Right.
You know, it's been, you know, there's stuff that area is picking up some, but this is the fire on the engine of rebuilding, just like Navy Yard was, like Penn Quarter was.
Right, right.
You know, they know that.
No, for
know
sure
that
would spur it.
Hey,
no
Rick,
doubt.
Is there a possible David Blitzer factor? So David Blitzer is Harris's partner in the ownership group and all of the sports and entertainment stuff, and he holds a minority stake in the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, too. I don't know much about the Cleveland Guardians, except it's stinks as a name too. Nobody.
We're not
going to
change that one either, and that one sucks.
Yeah, well,
we're stuck with it.
I don't know if anybody cares.
Well, what can Trump do with the Cleveland Guardians?
Well, it's the same thing as with. Well, that's true because they don't have.
Well, what can he do? He can't do anything.
Yeah, that's a different way. You can always throw measures of things and make people uncomfortable.
He's just trying to make people uncomfortable and pressure.
Well, yeah, I mean, we all know that this president likes to say a lot of things. But if he really goes for it, I don't know. It's probably a passing thought. But he's trying to just put his imprint on this. Everybody wants to pressure the council into doing this quick deal. The council is right to say, wait a minute, I need a breath. And if you have to wait a few weeks, it doesn't matter. On all this, it's just political posturing. The Trayvon White being reelected to the council, that's an extra vote now suddenly at play, and I don't know where he is on it, and I don't know if the council.
Give me the background. Give our listeners that don't follow the council that closely the background of Trayvon White. But give me that's a guy that was arrested or whatever that's looking at the jail time or whatever.
Yeah. Well, he was charged with bribery, kickbacks and stuff.
Yeah.
And his trial goes to trial in January. The council said, hey, you're out. You're off the council. They went back to a special election. He won again, barely, but he won 29% of the vote, was the winner.
Right.
So he's back. Now the council can knock him off again, which they probably are not going to do. But then January, if he loses his trial, of course, he goes to jail and then he's off council. Hey, we've seen Marion Barry play these games too, on this. So. But right now he has a vote, if they do let him come back to the council. And every vote counts on this thing.
And nobody knows where he stood on it before?
He's been out of that realm for what's it been? They've expelled him a while ago, I think in February. So he's never been around to talk about any of that.
Well, he's obviously not averse to a handshake.
I know his vote's up for sale.
Yeah, exactly.
That I do know. His vote is available.
So, the highest bidder, he'll get whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I understand what you're saying there.
Yeah,
but the vote plays into it too. They're going to vote. It's going to be a 7-6 vote or something like that. And just when everybody lines up and gets whatever it is they need. This is too much money to just simply give your vote away. You'll want something for your district or any of that kind of stuff. That's politics in Washington.
Yeah.
All right, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. I'm sure you're talking about this all day, right?
Pretty much.
Well, that and
Terry McLaurin.
That and McLaurin.
Wait, what's your take on the McLaurin thing?
Yeah, training camp starts Wednesday, so yep. Terry will be there. I would expect him to sign today or tomorrow.
You actually do? You don't think that they're going to hold? I was thinking about this as I was driving in. They could just say, we're just not going to give this guy the money, and we're just going to make him play his contract, and we're going to franchise him. What's to stop them from doing that? Put sentiment from the fans? It doesn't seem to have moved them yet.
You could do that, but financially, I think that'd be the wrong thing to franchise him. Because then you'd be 31, if you're afraid of big money. But this team has now got a little more pressure on it to win again now after going to an NFC championship. So they'll probably bump up a little bit, and there's the years as part of something. Maybe you give them more on the front end and 3-year deal instead of a 4. But Terry would like to be here. I know he had the conference last week, but they'll work this out. And Terry will be on the field.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to hold you to that one.
I like the confidence.
I'll hold you to that one.
He thinks it's going to happen next 48 hours.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it. Put your balls on the line there, Ricky.
They'll give you something to do. All right. Camp starts Wednesday. Get ready.
All right. I need to win my money back from handing EB $20 for Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, I still
got
to pay him.
I've got the money on the July 30th date.
Man, my Venmo
on the calendar.
My Venmo account is just felted.
By the way, I beat my grandson 7 straight hands at Uno, so I'm ready for the poker tournament.
Let's go, Rick. Cakes Classic is Cakes early one. August. Come on
there
out.
There you go. All right. Every month he's got one.
Yep. You're always welcome.
All right. That'd be great.
All right. Thank you.
Get your dead money in there, Rick.
Sounds like an empty promise to me.
It's all good.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. A little bit later in the show, Jason Sobel's going to join us, CBS Sports HQ golf analyst. He'll jump on at 7:20. And Nikki Javala from the Washington Post, who covers the Commanders, she'll join us at 8. Don't go anywhere.